Ghost.
Okay. If it's getting chilly outside, it's what might you say instead of it's getting a little chilly, it's getting blank chilly?
Getting real chilly, or getting extremely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you say, I'd go if you insist, but I'd...
Don't want to.
If you have a choice, you might say, I'd blank do this than that.
I would rather.
Mm-hmm. What would you say to a friend you haven't seen for a long time?
It's good to see you. It's been a long time since I've seen you.
Okay. Would you ever say, I'm proud to see you?
Yes. Probably I'm glad to see you, mm-hmm. or it's good to see you, more than proud.
Okay. Suppose he owned 500 acres of land. You'd say he owns a...
An estate, or he owns a...
Would you ever say a right smart of land?
Yes, I've heard that said. He owns a right smart package of land, a parcel of land.
Could you use right smart for anything else? Like a right smart of trouble, or a right smart of rain? Or?
Well, I have a friend that says to me every now and then, you're a right smart fellow.
Well, that doesn't mean the same thing, though, does it? That means you're intelligent. And would you use right smart to mean a large quantity?
I wouldn't think so.
Okay. What would you use that's stronger than yes? Instead of saying just yes, you might say...
Well, if someone asked you a question instead of saying yes, you might say, I'm positive, or I'm certain,
mm-hmm.
or no doubt about it.
All right. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Would you use sir and ma'am, and to whom would you use them?
Well, I was brought up to say yes, sir, and no, sir,
mm-hmm.
and yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to call everybody Mr. or Mrs.,
mm-hmm.
or aunt, or cousin.
Mm-hmm.
And I found after I was grown that it was real nice to be on a first-name basis with many people who were many years older than I was, and we just get along like,
Yeah. Do you still use sir and ma'am?
Very rarely. Mm-hmm. Maybe in extreme cases, and several times I have said to some of the ladies in the church, yes, ma'am, and it'll say, you act like I'm old, don't yes, ma'am, me.
Yeah.
So... It all depends on the people.
You know, I think people say it more in Savannah than they do in Atlanta.
Oh, I know that.
I've had more people say yes, ma'am, to me here than I have in Atlanta. Okay. If you had no notion of something, you might say, I have no...
idea.
Mm-hmm. And what might you say to someone by way of greeting, asking about their health?
How have you been?
Okay, and suppose you're introduced to a stranger, what do you say?
It's good to know you, or it's good to meet you.
Mm-hmm. And if somebody's leaving and you've enjoyed their visit, you might say, come.
Come see us, or come visit us.
Come back.
To see us.
When?
Soon.
Or, to mean another time, come.
Come visit us again.
Mm-hmm. And what do you say on the 25th of December?
Something like Merry Christmas, isn't it?
Yeah. Do you know an older greeting, maybe especially blacks would have used?
No, I don't.
Christmas?
Now, Christmas gift.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a very common thing among them, that Christmas gift.
What do they mean?
They mean give me something.
They really seriously
put a little money in my
mm-hmm,
hand.
Mm-hmm. And on January 1st, you'd say?
Happy New Year.
Okay, and instead of saying thank you might say I'm much...
obliged.
Mm-hmm. And if you're not sure whether you'll have time or not, you might say, I blank I'll have time.
I hope I'll have time.
Or,
I don't know whether I'll have time.
Okay. I have to go downtown to do some...
shopping.
And you bought something and the storekeeper took a piece of paper and